Okay, so let's do it again.
No, we're going to keep it. We were going to see.
Ready? Okay, ready.
I finally have a boyfriend.
No, we're supposed to do it together.
It's going to last forever.
You can't keep up, girl. That's not my fault.
She didn't either, so.
But she joined in.
You missed out. Sorry about you.
So anyways, the next show we're watching is what?
The Real O'Neals, episode one.
Wait. Season 1.
We both did it.
Season 1, episode 11.
Our synopsis for this
episode. I totally forgot that we were like mid-season. I was like, okay.
It says, after Eileen pushes Kenny to get a job, she feels jealous when he starts working as a tutor and bonds with the student's mom. Meanwhile, Pat wants to bond more with the kids, but makes questionable choices in trying to become the fun parent.
Oh, by the way, hi, everybody. Sorry.
Hi. Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
To a real episode of We Have Thoughts. Which, okay, I have thoughts on the title of the show. Okay. Why is it the Real O'Neals? Are they aliens? Are they not real?
Well, because
I think it's just
the premise of the show is that this good Catholic family, whatever, but it turns out one of them's gay, one is anorexic, the other one like is not a good kid. So they're not this like perfect Christian or perfect Catholic family. They're the real people. So that's what it's.
It's based off of Dan Savage, who does the It Gets Better campaign. It's based on his life.
Aww.
Him growing up.
Yeah, I remember. Oh,
which I understand years. Those Catholic feels, y'all. Grew up in the Catholic Church. Rough times.
I did not grow up Catholic.
I will not make comments about personal things for this. We're going to keep going. All right, what's all the synopsis?
Okay, so my first note is PR brings people together.
Oh my God, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I wrote PR. Shout out.
I love Puerto Rico.
Project
love Puerto Rico.
Have you ever been?
No.
Puerto Rico. My best friend is from there. Hi, Omi.
Did you tell me listen to this? I was going to say watch this. We obviously don't have a
no,
TV.
No, but I'll tell him.
So.
I don't know if he cares.
You should.
So the pillows that were on the couch, like the Home Sweet Home, the yellow ones, have to be from Target. They look like Target pillows. Too. In the very first scene when they're watching.
Clearly, I didn't notice, but I don't doubt it.
You spend a lot of time at Target.
We all do.
Or they look like they're from Target.
My title of these notes are, what a hoe. A.K.A. Crystal.
I love Martha Plimpton. I think she's fantastic.
She's so great.
She was on The Good Wife and just played
she was
a very...
on The Good Wife?
More importantly, on a show called Raising Hope.
Not all
that
the time.
That show was so cute.
I know.
She was just like she would just guest appear a bunch, and her character was really great.
I gotta put that show on my list. Dang it.
So I wrote... Mom and Dad separated in season one. Like, that just felt, like, very set into me. But now
very
I understand, like, that's the plot of the show. Is like, it was...
They're real.
Yeah, because when he
they're
said...
They're Catholic. They put on this appearance that they're this perfect family.
That's why he's still in the house.
They're broken.
Technically.
Yeah, because they don't want to tell anybody yet.
Yeah. That's a big thing in the Catholic Church, isn't it? You're not supposed to get divorced. Technically,
it's a lot of shame.
Isn't that how like England got all messed up because somebody divorced somebody else and then people died and then he had 17 wives and whatever?
Sure.
My British history is Henry VIII.
They broke from the Catholic Church
and
created the Protestant Church so that he could divorce his wife and marry his mistress.
That's because Catholics are Catholic.
And it was illegal at the time in the Catholic Church to divorce.
True.
It's not
right.
illegal now.
Well, no, I know, but it's still, like, frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any rat.
I wrote Tim Gunn. Love
Me
it already.
Too. Tim Gunn!
I wrote Tim fucking Gunn. And I underlined it twice.
Oh, yeah, parental advisory on this, sorry.
All of our episodes. I think I said
if
the F word like
gotten that
10
by
times
now,
last episode. I really like the F word. I think it's a wonderful
that
word.
That should be the opening thing. It's
parental
just like,
advisory?
Yeah.
Just a little video of us going, hey guys, we cuss a lot. Okay, thanks, bye.
Just when we're passionate about stuff, you know.
Which is TV.
I really wanted to sing whenever she was like talking about the dog. I really wanted to be like, come on, Eileen.
I didn't even think of that.
Everything.
Did you notice that the dad in the basement had the kitchen cart that was the same as ours?
No!
It's our kitchen cart, just unpainted. It looks ugly.
Of course, because ours is gorgeous.
We painted and stained
ours. You painted
ours.
It green?
We painted the top green and stained the legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why it looks so damn cute.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyways, we're proud of that. No one can see it.
Ooh, we'll post a picture with the photo.
So, Kenny, the main kid, goes and tutors this little kid whose name is Jonathan.
Ugh, I hate kid names Jonathan that are so stupid.
With the weird pronunciation.
My brother's name is Jonathan, like with a J. So this really annoyed me so much. Jonathan.
Stupid, I hate him.
But it's spelled with a Y?
No. Yeah, it's what it said in the captions.
No, it's with a J. She must be Jonathan.
Either way, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I hate that. What's that name? I don't want to call her out, but that girl's name.
The little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to mention it.
She's
but
a child, so that's different.
But, like, people, like, just
why,
stupid.
Why, yeah, somebody like
at, like, Ashley spelled Ashley.
Oh, yeah, that's so
or
weird.
Ashley spelled with a Y. Like
with A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H or something?
Yeah. How would you spell Ashley?
Ashley. L-E-Y?
L-E-Y.
You said Ashley with a Y like
Ashley.
It was...
Yeah, A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Oh, no, like Ashley, like Ashley, but instead of L-E-I, it's L-Y.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And then more Y, like a double okay. Y.
I'm so over the double E.
That too.
Yeah.
We have issues.
When I worked at Great Wolf Lodge, I'd be like, what's your name? Carly? K-A-R-L-E-E.
Ugh. I'll never forget. The craziest one was on Project Runway 1 year, speaking of that show. There was a girl named Crystal, but she spelled it with a Q-U instead of a C.
Questel.
Questel.
But you pronounce it Crystal.
Questel.
It's Questel.
From where is she from?
I don't know. Ridiculousness. But that's
from Ridiculous Ohio.
That was her name.
Ridiculous Ohio. That's probably a
she got eliminated like third episode.
True.
Like, thank you.
Consequences.
Yeah. So,
I don't remember that.
That's ridiculous.
One of the one or two or ten seasons you missed?
There's two. There was two. We have confirmation now. There was two.
So there's a part where he's telling his mom about how great she is and she's cool and blah blah. And he's like, she asks you about yourself and waits till you finish talking.
That's and she cuts him off.
Love you, Mom. But she does that all the time. She cuts me off in mid-conversation. I'm like, yeah, I'm talking to him. I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, that's great. Do whatever she's doing. I got that.
Is that a mom thing? Or like, is that a parent thing? Or is that just like a...
I'm like, Mom, I wasn't finished talking. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't know because I wasn't paying attention.
that's what that means is they weren't paying attention in the first
place.
Exactly.
They don't care about what
you're
saying.
But we love you,
Dee.
I really do
love you.
We just... whatever.
She even listening to this?
She just can't figure out how to get to listen to it anyway.
Oh, okay. We're good.
If she ever does, then hi, Mom.
We love you.
I do love that this episode was centered around Project Runway since we just watched Project Runway.
We literally just finished recording our Project Runway episode and immediately started this.
And it was a Project Runway episode.
And when I watched it that night when you came in, I had just watched the show and I was like, oh my God, yay!
Oh, so it was meant to be. It was fate. Okay.
Oh, because he said that she made something, and he said, pea shoots. What are pea shoots?
Pea shoots?
Yeah, he said that's what that lady
the
made.
Actual, like, peas before they're out of the pod. I think it's just the pod. Like, the shoots.
You wouldn't eat...
Like, the skin
they
of
take the
peas
out?
Yeah, you can eat the shoots. The skin. The
peas
pod.
Are in that pod, so they take the pod.
You can eat the pod. I've seen it cooked that
I love
way.
You so much, the way you're sitting. I see you right...
I told you, I was warning you. I was like, I'm wearing underwear. I'm like, not.
Thank you very much.
I'm not naked.
I like it's like right on the eye level.
There's a blanket you can put on your hoochie.
I can't reach.
Your coochie cup.
Oh my God.
I told you. I warned you before we started.
I was not paying attention.
Clearly.
I love you.
You probably started talking before I was done talking.
Okay. So, Jimmy, the older brother. Got on my nerves. Like
he was wearing way too much hair gel.
I hate the trope of one of them being an idiot. Like, why does
that's typical
when
you
have siblings? Why does one of them always have to be an idiot?
Because one always is an idiot.
Yeah, but not like severely.
No, I know. And then he's a jock, so it makes
because like
even
none
more
of my
difficult.
Brothers are idiots. I mean, not in that way. Don't laugh. Not in that way. But like, are any of your siblings like really truly like that stupid?
No,
I'm that one.
You're not.
Yeah, no. Out of my sister's very smart.
But you're not, like,
very
stupid.
No, brain intelligent, okay? The common sense you don't have.
He doesn't have common sense.
You can be intelligent and then also be able to hold a normal conversation without playing fetch with your dad instead of the dog. Like,
well, that's true.
You wouldn't
that
go
was a little,
fetch
yeah.
the...
This is also TV, so...
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't like that trope. I don't like that, like... Come up with something typical. Different. Yeah. I'm so over it.
Things like that made me realize, oh, that's why it was canceled.
Yeah.
I can see it. It's not...
It was canceled?
Oh, yeah, it got two seasons.
It's little things like that. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not very... Oh. Yeah, he's wearing way too much hair gel.
He looks like he walked out of, like, an 80s movie instead of, like, current.
Yeah.
He looks really old-fashioned.
Right. Like, he's playing the beefhead in the 80s
like
comedy.
80s teen comedy, yeah. He doesn't look like
a I'm super attractive, but I'm also, like, can't put more than two words together. But, like, that 80s vibe, like, that's
yeah, it seems really old-fashioned.
The girl, the daughter, she was on that show... it lasted one season...
People in it. Come on. I like this game.
Andrew Rannells, the guy from the National Treasure movies.
The New Normal.
The New Normal. I really enjoyed that show.
Oh,
I never saw one episode.
I really enjoyed it.
I thought that was going to be a good show. I didn't know it
this
didn't last.
The gay couple were trying to have a child, and they met this woman who was going to have the baby for them, and she had a little girl, and she was very awkward and was having a lot of trouble in school. And they kind of just became this one big family, and it was really sweet.
Aww, cute.
But it did not last.
I want to watch that.
But it was Andrew Rannells' first thing on TV after the Book of Mormon.
Oh, okay.
The Book of Mormon, he like became this big star, and he got that show, and Josh Gad did 1600 Pen. Do you remember that one?
I remember that.
The White House comedy where he was the son of the president, and they were all like idiots.
Well, to be fair, I've never seen him anything Broadway related, but I don't think Josh Gad is that great.
What? I think he's fantastic.
He's very, like, I don't know.
You say you love him?
I do.
I do too.
I think he's a great guy, and I think
he's wonderful.
Yeah.
I would love to.
I do.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me. I don't know.
I'm very excited to see him in The Oriental Express.
Yes.
That's a different role for him.
I feel like he can stretch. He can.
I want to see that, but I have.
I definitely am very excited for that movie. But we'll talk about movies later.
Because he was in that one movie with like Kevin Hart or something, like a wedding movie.
Oh, I didn't. He was see hilarious that in that.
The Wedding Ringer.
Very, I don't know.
Yeah, something. I didn't see it. I don't like Kevin Hart that much. I don't like Kaley Cuoco that much.
I don't like Kaley Cuoco.
I didn't want to watch it.
I think she's so basic. You're basic. I didn't get his name. I really should Google it. The dad. I don't know what the actor's name is.
Also, meatballs and milk? Ew.
And those meatballs looked disgusting.
They look gray. They looked
gray.
They looked
gray, you're right.
Like they were still frozen and uncooked.
There was no color. No. I don't know what they were sitting on, but it was more white.
It looked like pasta. It looked like wannabe stroganoff, but it just
stroganoff. Yeah.
It looked like stroganoff that you'd left out sitting and it's gray.
Like it made me want to gag thinking about having to eat it. Like that would be one of those meals that I was like, sorry, mom, I'm not hungry. And then I'd sneak out in the middle of the night and eat a peanut butter sandwich and chips.
Rude.
Sorry.
What's his name? I don't know his name. The dad? I'm trying to find him.
IMDb. I think the kid Kenny, the kid who plays Kenny, his expressions are really great. Like the entire scene where what's the lady's name? Sandra comes and she's like, "Oh, here's your socks."
He has
and
great
he's like,
reactions.
He's so like, "I'm gonna hug her. I'm gonna hug my mom." Like the whole thing was great. He sold.
He's
that.
A really good actor.
So good.
He's a very good actor. He has very natural reactions.
We should probably say that we had never seen the show prior.
No,
but okay, I had none only of us, seen. Yeah. None of us had seen it, but the one of the songs from the second season was nominated for Best Choreography, so I watched it online. And it's the boyfriend song. And it's
I finally have a boyfriend. It's gonna last forever.
So that's my jam.
Coming to Broadway.
We have so thoughts. I'm very excited.
But speaking
hey,
of...
Hey, if you do want to sponsor us, go ahead.
Purely
go
on ahead. That, that's the only thing I've seen of it. And so.
I thought it was so cute.
Speaking of Noah Gavlin, who plays Kenny, there's been some controversy with him. He's very opposite of his character, Kenny. He's a very brash New York actor, like
the main kid.
Yeah, I was just reading an interview with him, and he was like, "It's you know, he's smoking a cigarette, going, oh, it's so fucking stupid," and he's just very brash and very outspoken.
Stupid.
I forget that he was just like that was like his language and his reactions to things is he was just very brash about it. But he had a lot of things to say about. Eric Stone Street from Modern Family, how he's playing a caricature of a gay man and how it's a stereotype and it's not doing anything. He didn't appreciate his portrayal of his character because it wasn't helping the community, mm-hmm. because it was just a caricature and a whatever, and like really talk some shit about Eric Stone Street. He was like, he's a great guy, he's a great actor, but
he's doing it
wrong. He's doing bad stuff. And then he also called Colton Haynes. Colton Haynes.
He's from Teen Wolf or something.
And he was on Arrow.
He was on American Horror Story. All things that you're not going to watch. The only reason I know about Teen Wolf is because Tony watched it.
He was rumored to be gay for a very long time. Never confirmed, never denied. And then finally, I think last year, he did this big coming out, was on the cover of some magazine. They did a big story about it. And Noah Gavlin was not here for it. He was like, he's a fucking pussy. And
that's rude.
Hiding behind, you know, neither confirming nor denying, but by like he
but like plenty of people have done that over the years. Like Kristen Stewart did that.
Yeah,
like Ellen Page did that.
And then Noah Gavlin has since come out and issued an apology to the LGBTQ community. Like, I'm sorry, I just felt this way, and I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I understand my comments were harsh.
Dang.
And he also accused director Bryan Singer of like fondling little boys.
Yeah, I remember when the X-Men movie came out.
I didn't know that.
He didn't do any press for that movie because it was when it had just been released, and so he didn't want
for to... For that last one, that Apocalypse one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I don't know how far those allegations went, but do you remember it being...
I think part
like,
of
I didn't know it was him that said anything.
Yeah, so he's definitely really not afraid upsetting. To be out... That's... He's very outspoken.
I get that, but like...
And he's about to be the
how
new...
How old is he?
He's 23.
Really? He looks like a child.
He'd be a baby.
He has a baby face for real. He's about to be what?
He's about to be the new Evan Hansen on Broadway, taking over for Ben Platt in November.
He sings?
I finally have a boyfriend.
Really? Where have you been?
I keep thinking it's not... I'm not thinking.
So the other controversy I was talking about was there's an episode in like the second season where they have like a joke about bisexuals and comparing them to having like webbed toes and like being... having like money problems, kind of like not talking about them in a good light. And okay, what's her name? Sarah Ramirez from Grey's Anatomy had come out and say like that's not cool. That's very
yeah. She's been a very strong advocate for.
So that was the conference I was referring to because I remember when that came out, but I didn't know like what that show was or anything.
She's an angel.
I think I remember that because I love her and she's played her character on Grey's Anatomy is bisexual and has been for like she came out. Years ago. Years and years and years ago.
The actresses as well?
I believe
so. Oh.
She is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then, but like, she's been portraying a bisexual character for so long, so I understand, like, and then her being bisexual, that would, yeah, not sit too well.
So, yeah.
On the same network, too.
Oh, yeah.
ABC.
So, whenever it comes out that Kenny watched Project Runner without his mom, my initial reaction was, not cool. Watching a show.
That's rude.
Without your show date.
That's rude. That is
rough. I mean, we did that this week.
I know.
But none of us were.
That's different.
We have lives.
Yeah. Also, like, I know that they want to seem funny and, like, curse in a show, but I hate when they bleep it. Just be a better writer. Or, like, write something funny. Like, I do that to me, like, when they do that on TV, it just...
They do
that annoy you on Parks and Rec?
Yeah, he bleeped whenever he was thinking in his head, and he was like...
Oh
yeah. He was like, shut the fuck up, Karen. Or whatever her name was.
I don't know. I feel
like Sandra?
Sandra?
Why did I call her Karen?
Sandra.
Or is it Sandra?
Sandra. She says Sandra.
She's so extra. I just don't like that. That's annoying. That's like...
They did on Parks and Rec. Did that bother you there?
Yes.
Really?
Because
I thought it was so funny.
No, but that's different because that was considered a mockumentary like The Office was.
Uh-huh.
So it makes sense for them to bleep that because they're supposed to be real people. This is not a documentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
This is an actual sitcom. So like bleeping out is ridiculous to me. Yeah. Just be a better writer. I don't know. But whatever. That's my thing.
I get your point, and I also agree with you, but at the same time, like, if you're writing real characters, like, real people cuss. Like, real people...
Yeah, but real people don't bleep their words in real life. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not the fault that the network does that.
So, but if
you're... Yeah, like, if they were on, like, Netflix or whatever...
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to be on this network, then...
That's what a lot of people had issues with 13 Reasons Why. It was like, why are all these high schoolers, like, cussing? And I'm like, because high
Netflix.
Schoolers cuss. Like,
it's real.
And that's what people say. Like, you're not...
Yeah, but I feel like everyone who watches network television kind of expects it to be kind of a little bit hokey because it's not... It's not television.
Yeah.
You know?
Because even though it's, like, the real O'Neills, they're not going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like be a better writer. But whatever. Anyways.
So we obviously had a lot to say about this.
Yeah,
it was 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, what are the notes that you guys have? You guys have, like, a whole
thing. I was very upset that this wasn't an actual musical show.
Because you only knew the song
from it. I was waiting for a dance number or, like a...
Oh, no, I knew it was just, like, a one-off. Oh,
man, that's... No, they've had, like, multiple dance numbers in the show. And because I've seen them on YouTube before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's... So I thought it was a musical show. A la Glee or something.
I think it's just a show.
I feel like it would be cool, like, kind of like that...
just one episode. That's all I want.
Just one episode. Yeah, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where it's not like song. Yeah, not but that. It's like one main thing is like a song.
But I thought maybe he was going to sing about it, and he didn't. I was like, oh, okay.
That would have been cute.
Whatever.
I was fine without it.
Would you consider watching it further?
I would.
Maybe.
Nah, I'm good. I'll just watch clips on YouTube.
I thought it was cute.
It's not, I mean, once you take away what's supposed to make it different, it's just a family show, and there's enough of those already to me.
Yeah, like, and
better ones.
I think on, like, network television,
I feel like the brother, all the other characters would get on my nerves. I'd just be watching it for Kenny, because I think he's a very likable...
And the sister, like, what was the point of her? I don't understand her thing.
Yeah.
I know, because that trope is overused to, like, the young one who's actually really wise and kind of
But
mean.
Also kind of, like, devious.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to...
Like, what's her name on Bob's Burgers?
Or, when I think of devious sibling, I think of the young sister in Phil of the Future.
Me too, I was just thinking
She was so annoying and, like, devious to a point of, like, exhaustion.
Or, Drake and Josh.
Oh my god, her too.
Also on too much, Speechless, sorry. The daughter, I think that happens when there's three siblings. They don't know what to do with them. They can't...
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Shameless. Wrong show.
No, they don't know how to make all three characters full-fleshed human
beings. Yeah.
So they concentrate on one, and the other two are just, like, half-baked.
Fillers. They're just fillers.
They're just half-baked ideas.
Which I'm like, how do you not...
Which, as a... coming from a family of three...
Rude. I come from a family of four. I feel like we all have pretty distinct personalities that it would be fairly... Like, have you never met more humans? Are you just not a good writer?
Also, if...
Like, are they single child?
I was gonna say, do they have siblings? Have you ever, like, talked to your siblings and realized, oh wait, there's more to you than just
And, like, just are you coming from, like, a single child home, or, like, what is that? Because other shows have no problem doing that just fine. Because, like, speaking of Shameless. Shameless does that really well. There's six children.
There's a lot of them.
They're fully fleshed characters. They all have their own stories. They all have their own
personalities. They're good, they're bad.
Everything.
They're
and I'm
ugly.
Like, I know that show's an hour and this show's only 30 minutes, but come on. Like,
I know this is random, but
that's lazy.
Another show that had three kids that did it really well was Home Improvement. Each character.
I never watched that
when I was a kid. That was, like, my family show with my family. So each character had a good, like, arc.
Balance.
A good balance, yeah. I really liked that show.
I'm trying to think of shows with, like, more than two kids.
Seventh Heaven did it too.
I never watched that.
No, Seventh Heaven.
I did.
Seventh Heaven. I forgot the words. I was thinking about it, I don't remember the words. Every time I see you, something.
But I think that's the sitcom thing, is
yeah.
It's hard for them to develop so many characters and give them
so much.
It can't
be done, you just have to be a smart writer about it.
And not be a lazy writer.
Yeah,
which, I mean, there's so many good shows on right now. You can't just put something out there and not actually really put some effort
it's
into it because it's not going to make it. It's not going
to
make it. There's too much quality TV.
But anyways, that's, I mean...
I thought it was really cute. I would like to see more.
I just watched clips on YouTube. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I think the mom and Kenny's dynamic was really
Makes
great.
Makes me want to watch Raising Hope again.
I want to watch it, like, for real, not just watch it, like...
You've never actually seen the...
I just watched it when Tony watched it. Same thing. I watched that and, like, Teen Wolf. And, like, whatever other random shows he was
so
watching.
Good. I can't wait till that's one of the episodes we see, because...
Speaking of episodes we see...
Oh, next up, are you ready? I know what show we're watching next.
Have you seen it?
Crystal and Joy Do Not. Yes, I have. Not all of it, though, so I'm hoping for a season that I've watched.
Okay,
you ready? Homeland.
Whoa!
That's a big
one. Yeah, it's gonna be dark.
I feel like that's really.
There's gonna be a lot to say. There's gonna be a lot of questions. I'm very, very, very excited. But if it's season 5 and 6, I'm fucked.
Okay.
I kind of know who the characters are.
Anna's speaking the season currently right now.
What was that noise? I thought that was your, like, belly rumbling.
Yes, this is what I was hoping. It's season one.
Okay.
This is the best season.
Episode, come on, Joy, pick one.
It just flew out the bowl in my hand and flew out my hand.
I'm so excited.
Episode six.
Six.
Okay. Well, let me look it up real quick and...
I don't...
I've heard so many good things about the show and also bad things about the show.
Same.
So I'm really intrigued and nervous.
I've read a lot of reviews of it, of controversial things.
What's happening.
There's controversial things.
Season one, episode six is titled The Good Soldier.
And I generally don't know what it's about, but I can get kind of the feel for it. I'm interested to see because I have never wanted to fully watch it, just like catch a glimpse of it.
It's our boy David Harewood,
the ginger.
No, the guy from Supergirl and Selfie.
What? Writer, director, actor?
Your mom's trying to reach you. Oh, because Marcel doesn't answer her phone in like two phone calls. Her mom because
it goes straight to voicemail. I'm on Do Not Disturb, so she's like freaking out about.
Mine's
it.
On Do Not Disturb too. Okay, so that's it for this week. This episode.
Yeah, that's it. It was Then Homeland next time. We'll try to get it out. Who knows when?
Hopefully in the next. We'll say two weeks.
That's good.
I don't see us doing it next week.
No.
Probably.
And
it's what channel is it on?
It's on it's on Hulu because they have the Showtime thing on Hulu, but it's on Showtime.
Okay.
I'm interested to see because it's been very like critically acclaimed, and I know Claire Danes has won a bunch of stuff for it.
Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin is so
love
great.
Claire Danes, but there's some
we'll get there. Right?
No One Ugly Cries as great as Claire Danes.
I just have negative. Negative knowledge of the show, and I'm interested to see what it actually is and how they tackle it.
Okay, well,
hey, hold on.
Okay,
that's it.
We're good. Okay.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, hold on.
Hello?
It didn't.
Anna's on the phone.